Now joining me is fifth-year Thunder bass and volleyball head coach Wynette Martin. Hey, Wynette, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, we have to start by chatting about you all getting a huge win over number one Kelly Walsh last week in Thunder Basin. Jim, how'd you feel after that one?
You know, I'll be honest, I had a hard time sleeping. I was so excited. The kids played so well, and they really pieced some things together that, you know, we've been working for all season long. So it was exciting.
Now, we've talked all season about the steps your squad needed to take to beat teams like Kelly Walsh. What did you tell your kids after that game?
You know, we just talked about how it's starting to come together and we're playing really well and we're playing team ball. And that's what we wanted to get to towards the end. It just took us a little time to get to this point, you know. But this is what we were aiming for, was to beat some top teams like a Kelly Walsh and or, you know, Laramie that's coming up here at Regionals. There's a chance we could play them. And that's who you want to beat at the end, you know. So you want to look at those really strong teams that have had a lot of success over the season and have some success. And also keep in mind that it's regional time and anything can happen and every team shows up ready to play and wanting to play their best. So, you know, our best has to definitely be better than theirs.
Now, you talked about things you guys have been working on. Now, you've worked on a whole list of things, but the number one thing you've been working on is implementing that new offense. How's that going? I'm sure there's a huge reason why you beat Kelly.
You know, it was. It was nice to see our offense start coming together, and it's been frustrating. You know, there was a point where the kids and I were really questioning, you know, should we keep doing this or should we not? And together we sat down and we were like, no, we have to do something different, or we're going to see the same thing this year that we have the previous four. So we kept plugging along and having faith in each other and that we could do this. So it was awesome.
Now, I have to talk about this for a second. A win like that can be a catalyst, especially right before the postseason run. And you know what? You've been trying to have a turning point towards winning a championship. You've had some really good years here. This team showing potential that they can do something just like that and building momentum and going on a run when it matters for this postseason. How do you go about keeping this momentum?
You know, I think you keep your focus in practice and you keep working on the things you've been working on. And you do talk about the successes you're having and what's happening, you know. And you remind kids that, like, it's coming together. And it's here, and it's now, and this is what we've been working for. And then one of my favorite things to remind my girls is, Gillette hasn't had a state title in volleyball since 2000. That's a long time, and we could be the first team to actually bring that home and in a way maybe make some history, not just for our school, but also bringing that back to the town of Gillette.
Now, we talk about sandwich games sometimes, and you have a couple of big matches, and then you have a sandwich match with a team that you can beat, and it's a winnable matchup, and you're a favorite. But then afterwards, like you said, I mean, you could play Laramie later. If you beat Campbell County, you're going to play Kelly Walsh. You have Campbell County to start regionals. It's a rivalry game. Campbell County is a solid team. How do you keep this team focused on one match at a time with everything looming ahead?
You know, our focus has been Campbell County all week. We haven't talked about Kelly. We haven't talked about Laramie. We know who we're playing right off the bat. We know that we are in their house, and they are a tough team, and they're going to be scrappy. So we know all that, and we remind ourselves that. And our focus has been amazing this week. We've been super intense, and the kids are definitely playing with a purpose, and that first purpose is to beat Campbell County.
Last question. It's probable you will meet Kelly Walsh again Friday afternoon. And like you said, you could meet Laramie, and that's really the goal, beat those two teams. What will be the message to your ladies going into those contests based on, you know, you've had the ups and downs against the great teams like Laramie and Kelly Walsh. Now you tasted some victory.
I think the biggest thing for us is get to that Campbell County match, and then we want to go and watch Kelly Walsh play and see what adjustments that they have made and so on. But, you know, we want to take care of Campbell County first, and then we will deal with Kelly Walsh when that moment comes. Because the truth is, you don't know that Kelly Walsh is going to win either. I don't think anything's a given this year on the east side. And 4A East is tough. So anybody could knock anybody off. And so something crazy could happen, like Kelly Walsh could lose. So we're not going to worry about playing Kelly Walsh until that time comes. And when it does, I have some things prepared for us, and let's hope it works.
Wynette, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.